Matthew Sucky here, and I'm giving you another trait of psychopaths. And in this video, I want to talk to you about early behavioral problems. This is part of the antisocial personality disorder. And the first one we had talked about was poor behavioral controls under the ASPD, antisocial personality disorder. In this video, I want to talk to you about early behavioral problems. And this is what it says about early behavioral problems. Most psychopaths exhibit behavioral problems at an early age. They may cheat, skip school, vandalize property, abuse substances, or become violent. Their misbehaviors tend to escalate over time and are more serious than their peers' misbehaviors. So what it says about psychopaths is that people that are psychopaths, they actually are exhibiting bad characteristic traits, early behavioral problems. At a young age, they're exhibiting this stuff. It's not just something that just happened when they're 20 years old, but usually with psychopaths, they were actually doing this sort of stuff at a young age. Now, this is actually a very important one when we're looking at this from a biblical perspective, because it would be very easy to get confused by this. Because one of the big debates within the realm of psychopaths and the way that the world studies psychopaths is it by nature or by nurture? And the idea is it biological? Is it genetic? Are you just born that way? Or is it just learned behavior that ended up taking place? Now, here's the thing. The Bible's very clear that, you know, people are born and they're sinners. But they're not born as psychopaths. You know, once they reach that age of accountability, they need to get saved. But nobody is born as a psychopath. And so it's not by nature. Now, this is something, one of the big things that the world is actually oftentimes off on as they study this, because they often look at this and they say, well, psychopaths are just by nature this way. And sociopaths, this is learned behavior. But the reality is, nobody is born this way. Nobody is genetically born as a psychopath or as a reprobate. That is not true from a biblical perspective. And of course, we're looking at all these traits from a biblical perspective. You say, why, Brother Sucky, would they be having all these behavioral problems at a young age then? Well, if they're not born as psychopaths. Well, the reason why is because the way you raise your children is going to have a big impact on how they end up being. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So if you train your children in the right way, then they're going to end up loving God. But the contrary is true as well. If you train them in the wrong way, then they're going to end up the opposite. And see, oftentimes what takes place is people that are psychopaths, their upbringings were terrible. They went through incredibly difficult situations. Many of them were molested. Many of them didn't have fathers in the home. Many of them bounced around from foster cares and things like that. All kinds of messed up problems with their upbringings. And that was a huge factor that led them to end up becoming psychopaths. It's not that they were born psychopaths, but at a young age, they had a messed up upbringing. And even though they hadn't been given over to a reprobate mind probably at the age of 6 or 7 or 8, at least in most cases, they probably hadn't. Basically, it's sort of like a cry out for help as they're doing these wicked things and nobody's saying no, nobody's disciplining them. And if no parent or nobody's gonna end up disciplining them, it's not a shock that they would end up just rebelling against God even more and more and doing wicked things. The question is though, does this fit with the Bible? And the answer to that would be yes, it actually does. That you can see that psychopaths oftentimes exhibit these traits at a young age. From a biblical perspective, it talks about in 2 Timothy 3 verse 2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. And so one of the things that's mentioned is disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Now, many of these traits are the same ones that you see in Romans chapter 1. The Bible says backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Now, when did they start disobeying their parents? Well, probably at a very young age. Look, if you have a child who's 5 years old and 6 years old and 7 years old, and they are disobeying you and you're not punishing them, you're never spanking them, you know, it's not going to be a shock that they end up just growing up and doing whatever they want. I mean, the Bible says that if you love your children, you're going to spank them. And that should start at a young age, far, far below the age of 5. But what I'm saying is, once these kids are getting to 5 and 6 and 7, where you're looking at early behavioral problems, they're going to start acting out and they've never had anybody discipline them, so they don't have any fear about that. And so this is actually true that, you know what, from a biblical perspective, you could see early behavioral problems with people that are reprobates. You say, why? Well, because they don't have a mom and dad telling them no. They don't have a mom and dad actually spanking them. But it's important for us to understand with this, because this is the big one where the world is off on their view of psychopaths from what the Bible says about reprobates. The big misunderstanding they have is they look at certain things like this, and if they're acting up at a young age, it must be because they were just born that way. And they'll say, well, nurture has a part to do with it, but it's really just genetically or biologically why you end up that way. That's actually not true. Early behavioral problems exist because of a messed up upbringing, parents who aren't showing love and disciplining and there for them, kids that are bouncing around in foster care and everything. They start getting mad and they start lashing out and start acting out. It's sort of like a cry for help, but if nobody ever puts a stop to it, it's just gonna get worse and worse and worse. You know what, as they get older, they're gonna get into more extreme sins, and eventually, as they've had no authority figure to tell them no, they're gonna have no respect for God, and they're gonna worship the creature rather than the creator, and just go off and do whatever they want. And so this is why you often see that psychopaths actually at a young age started showing these characteristic traits. And you see that, as the Bible says with psychopaths, they're disobedient to parents at a very young age. Now, we're going to look at it in a later video because it's juvenile delinquency, which is a little bit older. It's kind of hard where's the exact line that you're going to draw. But you actually do see in Genesis 19, you're actually seeing very young children, the young and the old, that are already psychopaths and are already part of this gang that is trying to violently attack these angels. Now, of course, we don't know the exact age. But it says, you know, the young and the old, the small and the large. I mean, it's very obvious. It's referring to kids at a young age. We don't know the exact age. You could associate that with juvenile delinquency, but I also think some of those are below that age, because you know what? It is true that someone could be 8, 9, 10 years old. They could have had a messed up upbringing, and they already made the choice to rebel against God and became a reprobate. But most likely when you're seeing these early behavioral problems, if you're talking about 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, it's unlikely that a kid is a reprobate at that age. But most likely they're going down that road and they're not having any authority step in. And if no authority ever steps in, it could end up leading to that road where they open that door and sin is at the other side of the door where they are a reprobate. Anyways, thank you and God bless.